Good afternoon. Good night, rather, Miss Christina Johnson. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you, Will?
I am great. Awesome. Glad to see you.
Yes.
You're looking very beautiful.
Thank you. Thanks
very
for having me.
Very beautiful eyes. Did you get your eyelashes done today?
Actually, I did.
Wow, they're very sexy.
Oh, thank you.
Yes, so beautiful eyes also.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Very much welcome. So, how was your day today?
It was beautiful. I have some very busy days. So, woke up super early this morning. I'm a morning person. Got my day started. I worked from home. Went to get my lashes done, actually. did some running around. Came back home. And on Monday, Wednesdays, and Thursdays, me and my son, we work out with a personal trainer. And then we do a cardio class together. So it's really good because it's giving us some really good bonding time.
That's great.
Yes,
that's
to spend. Great. So, yes, that's what I did.
Who's your personal trainer?
His name is Dooley. There is an amazing gym here called Effect Fitness. Mm. And
that off of Cleveland app,
it's off of Stewart, it's Metropolitan. On Metropolitan Parkway.
Okay.
Super fun, high energy. If you love trap music, and you know pretty girls love trap music,
yes,
then you would absolutely love it. And there's all types of people there. It's like a huge family, really. Everybody supports each other's businesses.
What are the hours?
Well, you gotta go to their website. They have an app, actually, Effect Fitness app. It's EFFECT Fitness. And they're also on Instagram under Effect Fitness because there's classes all day. It's 5:30, 6:30, noon.
Wow. So you hit it every morning. How many days have you been going kind of consistent basis?
I've been going.
What's your longest?
I've been going consistently since May. And this, today is actually my 14th day in a row.
Damn, you getting it in.
Yeah.
How long are you going to go?
I mean, I honestly was trying to just hit a 21-day mark because anything you do for 21 days straight becomes
a
habit.
It's a habit.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So that's what I was doing. I always go 12 days, 10 days, 7 days. It just depends on what's going on. I've learned to listen to my body. So if my body tells me to rest, I rest.
How are you feeling health-wise since you've been going to the gym since May? Have any mood changes? Have any high energy?
I would say I have more energy, yes. I would say I feel healthier, but it's
not... Have you been eating healthier also?
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. It's not just the gym. It's the change of diet. You know, the way that I've been eating has changed. So that's been helping me feel a lot better as well.
Great. So what? Give me some information on your upcoming events. What are you doing nowadays? What do you have going? Where have you been? I mean, I haven't heard from you in a while.
I've been all over the place. I am a life coach, and that is my gift.
How's that coming?
It's going great. I do one-on-one coaching with people all over the world. So that's great. You get to see them face to face through the computer, talk about the things that they have going on.
A lot of different women.
Yeah.
Different
a lot.
People just in
yes.
General, huh?
Women is they're my biggest demographic. Women between the ages of, you'd be surprised. I even work with young girls. So I have young girls that I work with, but I also work from 18 up to 60 years old. A lot of women. So
you're inspiring the whole world, huh?
I'm trying my best. Me and a lot of these other life coaches are out here trying our best to change the world.
Well, that's good.
One person at a time, 100 people at a time, 5,000 people at a time. Mm-hmm. So yeah, that's what you asked me about what I'm doing.
Yeah,
so I'm a life coach. I actually have healing workbooks and gratitude journals that I sell. I also have a rum liqueur that's new to the market. I'm the brand ambassador, actually, and also a partner with the company. So my role is so much fun because I get to go out and meet people and sell the bottles and tell them all about it. And
what's the name of it?
It's called Ooh Wee. Mm, and
Ooh Wee.
Yes. And Nigel, who's the creator of Uwe, is so dope. He's from the islands. And so he took all these exotic fruits and brought them together to make two amazing flavors so far, but there will be more to come. Great. One is passion fruit, which is amazeballs. The other one is guava pineapple.
Where can I find this liqueur?
We're in over 100 stores in Georgia.
That's huge.
Yes.
And you just, when did it launch?
It just launched like 4 weeks ago.
Oh, wow.
And it's doing very well. The other day we were on Camp Creek and we sold completely out. Yeah,
that's
so,
good.
Yeah,
that's a good
it's
sign.
Doing good. And I have another.
You know, it's hard for liquor in the liquor business, you know,
yeah.
as far as getting them in store and getting them moving and the
promotion. Oh, it hasn't been easy. There. Nigel has been pounding the pavement and doing everything he could to get this liquor out. For about 4 years.
Oh, that's great. So now it's out, and you can go get it in over 100 liquor stores here
in Georgia. Yes. And we're just starting there because we're starting with a small distributor, so we're growing together.
Right.
And they're doing very well. Very, very well.
Is the distributor going to be excited?
Oh, yeah. They're very excited. It's going good. They like to see you hustling your product and making this thing happen. And Nigel, he's a hustler. And I'm just glad to be a part of it. I've believed in it since the first time I tried it. And it's like my baby, too. We're all excited.
Oh, great, great.
I also have another business with celebrity makeup artist Toni Acey.
Toni.
And she's my best friend. She's my makeup artist, business partner, which is so awesome. We have a makeup line called Butterfly Effects. And we started with lips, so we have lip tattoos, we have lip gloss stackables, and we have lipsticks.
What's with the lips? I see the lips on your shirt, I see the lips on your Uwe bottle.
Well, I mean, everyone loves a nice set of lips,
yes,
that's for
do.
Sure.
I know
and,
I do.
And so, yeah, I mean, it just so happens that, you know, the industries that I'm involved with, I guess, has, you know, lips involved.
So it's lips everywhere, huh?
Well, I mean, these are great. Like, you need 7 streams of income, and these are great. To be involved with
so
the
these
liquor.
Are your first 3 or 4 right now?
Life coaching.
Wow.
Yes.
And don't
makeup.
You, do
and
interior design?
Yeah, I do interior design.
Okay. How's that coming?
Beautifully. I'm an interior designer. That's something that I kind of started moving away from a little bit when I got into reality TV and everything, but it's picking back up. And as quickly as the clients come, I'm making sure that they're serviced very well. I'm doing that with my daughter Kayla, who's taking over the business. I'm grooming her to take over. And I've been doing that for over 15 years. I've worked with Ludacris, I've worked with Young Jeezy, I've worked with CeeLo, I've worked with athletes.
You got a roster, huh?
I do, and I've worked with just, you know, everybody, single moms, urbanites, like, it's just been an amazing business. It's also a great passion of mine. I love it so much because you get to be creative, and all of my creative people out there know that it's so important to be able to use your creativity.
Right. You're a woman of many things.
Yeah, so you get to be creative and spend other people's money making their space look beautiful. So you feel like you're leaving a part of your creative self in every space. Right. So it's really, really good.
That'd be quite flexible to juggle all of these different avenues of income and entrepreneurship. Flexible, huh? How flexible are you?
Well, people have to understand that entrepreneurship is not all glitz and glamour. It's hard. It's very, very hard. Like, you have to sell yourself. There's not some big marketing team behind you all the time. And, you know, other people working under you to get the word out. Sometimes you have to market yourself. Most of the time, market yourself. You have to be your own boss, your own accountant, your own assistant. It's hard. Like, a lot of people don't talk about the difficulties of being an entrepreneur because you have times where you're not bringing in anything. You got to go out there and make these things happen.
Right.
It's not easy. So, yeah, it's a juggle, but it's worth it. It's nothing like being your own boss.
Mm. Wow.
Nothing like it.
Yeah, I know what you mean. It can be hard at some times to.
I mean, you're an entrepreneur. Right. You understand.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, it's hard.
Keep it up and running and consistently. Yeah, I'm saying that's the key to it, to execute at a high level, at a consistent pace.
Yeah, stay consistent. Yeah. I believe in that all the way around, like raising my children, consistency.
Speaking of your children, how are your children? How the grandbabies?
Yeah, they're all good. My kids are great. My grandbabies are great. And that's one of the things that I instilled in my girls. Like, when they were on break from school, I would take them to work with me, make them my assistants, give them tasks to do, and show them what mommy was doing when she wasn't at home.
See, I know if they was around you, they learned all kind of stuff.
Believe it.
You got all types of irons in the fire, huh?
Yeah, believe it. But, you know, kids need to see work ethic. They need to see their parents working hard. They need to see that when I'm away from you, I'm not just lollygagging. I'm out here trying to make a living so that you will be okay. So I made sure that I prioritized things. And I think, it's important to do that, to make sure that you're making the important things a priority. And there's nothing more important than family. Wow. Nothing.
Great. Well, Christine, we're about to wrap this up. We're awesome. Headed to the tipping point of our hour. It was great speaking with you, rather. I have one more question before we leave.
Okay.
If there is one thing that you can tell your fans out there, what would it be?
Never give up. I think one of the biggest things is knowing that giving up is not an option. Stay grateful, because gratitude opens up your life for more blessings. A lot of times we're always asking God for something, always needing something, always wanting something, but not being grateful for what you have right now. Right. You know, it rained so terribly this morning and last night. This morning, I was on my way to the gym, and all I could think about was how many people were sleeping under bridges or trying to find some type
of epiphany of that today. I saw a guy sleeping under the bridge. Yeah. And I, first thing that came to my mind is, where was he this morning?
Exactly.
That same thing happened to me today.
Yeah, that's crazy. But that's what I thought. And in that, you know, that's why it's so important to make sure that you are grateful for having a space. It may not be your dream home right now.
Right.
But you have shelter, you know. Right. So it's about, like, the little things. That's why one of the things I do offer as a product is a gratitude journal, because for years I believed in keeping track of the things that, you know, you're grateful for, because how can you ask God for something else when you're not even grateful for what you already have?
Right.
You know, your kids will do that. They don't keep their room clean, but they want you to buy them a new toy. Oh, but you're not handling your responsibility. You're not even grateful for the last toy I bought you. Look at it sitting over in the corner collecting dust.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's kind of how God looks at it. Right. Like, I gave you this car. You don't take care of it. Yeah, you don't love it. You don't do this. You don't do that. And now you're asking for a new one. You know, it's like we have to be grateful for what we have and take care of the things that we have. And it opens our lives up for more. So that would be my message.
Oh, that's a great message. Great delivery. How can we find you, and where can we find you?
Well, on Instagram, I'm Christina Johnson _. On Twitter, I am at Inner Peace. It's INNERPIECE. That's the name of my design company. On Facebook, I'm Christina Johnson. My personal page is usually at its limit. So I also have a public figure page under Christina Johnson. Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, Snapchat, under Christina Johnson. It's so many, like, social media outlets. But the biggest thing is, if you're looking for any of the products that I talked about, or to get to know more about me, you can go to my website. It's www.christinasjohnson.com.
All right, Christina, thank you. And it was
You're welcome.
A pleasure.
Yes, thank you, Will. Thank you so much. I had fun.
Thanks.